Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Bud Connolly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dud Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wingfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Wingfield. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is called out on strikes. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm bunts towards first. Toth scoops it up and throws to first, with Wamsgans covering, for the out. Hooper moves to third. One out. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still is hit by the pitch. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis bunts in front of the plate. Pisanik fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield hits a line drive towards short. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. Com hits a fly ball towards left. Carlisle settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Carlisle. Com moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lee fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Ma still scores. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Collins moves to second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Falk reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pisanek takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Denny Williams pinch hits for Ted Wingfield. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Lee moves to third. Pisanek moves to second. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee scores. Pisanek moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Fuhr now pitching. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlisle hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Tote reaches second base with a double. Boone moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive towards short. Davis catches it and throws to second to double up Tote. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pisanek hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Fuhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuhr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Flagstad hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Pisanek and he is safe. Com steals second. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Com moves to third. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Connolly is called out on strikes. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-3 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Davis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields the ball and throws to four covering. Safe. Lyons moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pisanek hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Vash pinch hits for Oscar Fuhr. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.